excellence in academics, athletics, and the arts, while developing Christ-like leaders for today and in the future. For more information about Morningside Academy, call 772-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
When the accuser accuses, tell him, well, maybe you're right. But I don't stand in my righteousness. Maybe I did miss the mark. Maybe I did get a little angry. Yeah, matter of fact, Mr. Devil, I did get angry. But you know what? I don't stand in my righteousness. I already talked to the Lord about it. And I got it straight. You see, because I stand in His righteousness. Our righteousness is filthy rags. When you try to justify yourself, you give Him place. That's why the Bible says, agree with Him. I'm not giving Him place. I'm saying, maybe you're right. So what? But I'm not standing in that. I'm standing in this. No, I'm not perfect in this, but I'm perfect in that. I'm not good in that, but I'm good in this. Amen. He's an accuser, but we stand having on the breastplate of righteousness. That righteousness covers your heart, your chest area, your lungs. All your vital organs are covered by that righteousness. Stand, loins girt about with truth, breastplate of righteousness, feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. The preparation of the gospel of peace. Again, this is a paradox, because we do not fight flesh and blood. We submit to the authorities that be. Even when sometimes the authorities that be are wicked. When the government gone whack, we're still called to pray for them. Not to go and throw bricks at windows. Amen. Not to start rioting and setting stuff on fire. All right, it's wicked. Okay, Lord, now you said if your people called by your name would humble themselves and pray and seek your face and turn from their wicked ways, that you would heal the land. See, what I believe is really happened is people got what they wanted. Amen. And real fast they realized, wait, that ain't what I wanted. That ain't what I bargained for. Too late. Now you got to go through the process. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. When the wicked are in authority, the people mourn. I don't care how you try to slice it, how you try to justify it. Evil is evil and good is good. That's all that's to it. It's not about a political party. It's not about a president or vice president. The picture is much bigger than this. It's about darkness and light, about the church and the world. It's about the devil and the church, and we will conquer. And no matter what we go through, no matter what the world looks like, we are governed by another kingdom. The kingdom of God is here. Amen. We are not ashamed and we are not afraid. The word of God in your mouth is just as powerful as the word in His mouth. Activate your faith. Speak the word. Decree the word. Declare, proclaim, prophesy the word. It pushes darkness back. The enemy is defeated. Preparation of the gospel of peace. We follow peace with all men and holiness, without which none of us shall see the Lord. It's not about punching somebody in the face, telling somebody off, beating them down. No. I remember the king that went into the temple during one of the prophet's time, and the prophet was sent from a far distance to come to that temple. And the king was in there offering up incense, which the king was not supposed to do. It was only for the priests. And the prophet came in and he prophesied. He spoke, and the king said, the king turned around and pointed and said, "Get him!" And as he said that, his whole hand withered. Y'all think that's just Old Testament. It's getting ready to be New Testament in 2022 and on. You're going to see things happen that's like, uh-oh. That's going to cause the fear of God to come back to his house, come back to his people. And folk in the world are going to say, "You better leave them sanctified folk alone." I know that to be true. You better leave them folk alone. They're gonna start taking their hats off, walking in front of the church again. They're stepping on cigarettes. Don't smoke in front of the church. You understand what I mean? Talk about wicked sinners that disrespect God. They go all of a sudden bow. Every knee's gonna bow. Above all, taking the shield of faith. In other words, to cover all these things, take the shield of faith. Amen. We are the righteousness of God by faith. Amen. Not by your deeds. Do well, and God will empower you to do well. But sometimes you miss the mark. But that doesn't eliminate or exclude you. Tell somebody, God got me. Angels are assigned to you. Keep you lest you dash your foot against a stone. They're on assignment to guide you, guard you, to minister to you. They are ministering spirits sent to you. Tell somebody, I got angels around me. Every one of us in here that is born again, you got angels around you. Angels assigned to you. They'll ride in your car with you. They'll ride on the hood of your car. They'll go before your car. They'll be behind your car. They'll be waiting for you at the door of your house. They'll watch over your house while you're gone. Angels, they're assigned to you. The government of God's heaven on earth, protecting you, keeping you in all your ways. A lot of times you get discouraged. You ever been there, got discouraged? Wanted to give it, and all of a sudden, it seemed like somebody touched you. When Jesus was in Gethsemane, under the pressure, it says an angel appeared, strengthening him. He came out that last time and said, "Let us be going. Shall I not drink the cup that my Father's given to me?" Well, angels. Elijah, running from Jezebel. Fell asleep under the juniper tree, wanted to die, depressed, suicidal. And an angel appeared, woke him up. Wake up. And baked him something. Had some water. Arise, eat and drink. He ate and drank. Went back to sleep, still depressed. Woke him up again, he ate again. But he went in the strength of what he ate. 40 days and 40 nights. I call it angel food. Amen. See, God's going to give you angel food. Amen. Stuff that will empower you. You'll wonder, where you get all this energy from? Where you get the... Well, how, your mind ain't usually that sharp and that discerning. But it's the anointing. It's the angels of God surrounding you, preparing you, keeping you, guiding you in the work that you're called to do. God needs you in this hour. He needs you to contend. And not just throw in the towel. Souls are in the balance. Our children are in the balance. Our grandchildren are in the balance. Look at the wickedness in the educational system. Look at the wickedness in the government. Look at the wickedness going on around the world. Look at the transgender, the transhumanism. The church better stand up. I said the church better stand up. And let your voice be heard. Somebody give him a shout of praise right now if you mean it. Amen. Our voice has to be heard. No more silence of the lambs. It's time for the lions to roar. Hallelujah. take the shield of faith. That shield of faith. See, faith quenches. The devil throws fiery darts. You know, I like in ancient times, they had these big catapults with these big old missiles on them, and they light them up. And they'd hit those straw huts. The devil throws fiery darts. But your shield of faith, let them hit the shield. Because faith is like putting water on them. What he meant to burn you up only set you free. What he meant to destroy you only caused you to move forward. Amen. On what he meant to cast you down only upgraded you. That shield of faith. Over all the others have the shield of faith. So that when the devil throws fiery darts at you, just catch it. This is how we overcome the world, through our faith. Kingdom faith. And then Paul said, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. The helmet of salvation, the helmet. Tell somebody, put your helmet on. As a man thinketh, so is he. The helmet of salvation. Healing is yours. Deliverance is yours. Preservation is yours. Soundness is yours. And the list goes on and on and on and on. This is salvation. Sozos. This is ours. Put that helmet on your head and get rid of all those other toxic thoughts. All that toxicity. Well, you're getting sick, you know. You know, everybody got to die from something. My arthritis. Why is it your arthritis? Your child, my feet killing me. Why are your feet killing you? Get rid of those thoughts. God says, I am the God that healeth thee. By his stripes we were healed. That's what the word of God said. I don't care how old you are. Hello, somebody. It don't matter what you've been battling with. Those 39 stripes took care of everything. Any kind of pandemic. Any kind of disease germ. Any kind of phobias. God took care of all of that. We are without excuse. Tell somebody right now, activate your faith. Say what you mean and mean what you say. Stop saying what you don't mean. Stop saying what you don't want. Stop saying it. Stop saying it. Say what you mean. Say what you want. Healing is the children's bread. Deliverance is the children's bread. Welfare is the children's bread. It is the Father's good pleasure to give us the kingdom. My thoughts toward you are peace and not evil, to give you an expected end. God is only good to us. He's not out to destroy you, harm you, mad at you. God is for you. You better get rid of those other thoughts. God made me sick to teach me something. The devil is a lie. What'd you learn when you got sick? That sickness hurts. It's not God putting dis-ease on you. He came to give us rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. My yoke is easy. My burden is light. You'll find rest.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
We all need encouragement as we live from day to day. Tune in to The Encourager every Saturday at 3 p.m. and be encouraged from the Word.